வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Lord Rishabhadeva was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe, but assuming the dress and language of an avaduta, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he maintained his original position as a plenary expansion of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhdev within the material world. If, following in the footsteps of Lord Rishabhdev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body again.
Atoiva akhila lokapalo ramopi vilakkhane jaravat dhritavesha. So, this is also opulence of Krishna. Jaravat abhudhuta vesha, although he is the proprietor, sarvaloka maheswaram, still this is another opulence, how to become renounced. This is another opulence. It is as told as the other opulences. Aishajyasya samagrasya means property, money, wealth, these are aishajya. And he says, Krishna, sarvaloka maheswaram, not only in one planet, but all the universes, all the planets within the universes, they are all the properties of Krishna. Sarvaloka maheswaram, aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya, strength, so jasasa sriya jnana vairag, this is vairag. Not that simply Krishna is enjoying 16,000 palaces, 16,000 queens, and millions of descendants, Jaduvamsa. This is another side. And this is another side. Vairāga. Jnana vairāga. Jnana, we can understand a little piece of his contribution of jnana, Bhagavad Gita. That is a little piece of his stock of knowledge. 5,000 years he spoke, and still it is being continued, not only in India, but also all over the world. This is jnana. So anyway, strength, when you are 7 years old, Krishna, he lifted the Govardhan hill, jnana, vairagya, everything complete, that is God. Nothing less, not that I am rich man, but I cannot lie down on the street, not that kind of vairagya. He is complete, completely different from a rich person. Akhila lokapala, he is the controller of the whole universe. Still, you see, he is vairāga. So, Krishna consciousness means vairāga vidyā. Vairāga vidyā nija bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means vairāga vidyā. That he is teaching by personal behavior. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also taught us Vairagya Vidya. He, when he was a grihastha, he was the most learned scholar in the Buddhi. When he was 16 years old, he defeated a very great learned scholar, Keshav Kashmiri. He was requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make some stanzas praying the Ganges. So he immediately made 100 slokas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time 16 years old, he was a student of Grama. He pointed out on the 64th slok so many defects. He was surprised that this boy is a student of Grama and he has picked up so many mistakes in my composition. One of the prominent mistakes was Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means wife of Bhava, Lord Shiva. And he pointed out who can be Bhatta, he, again. Both of them were Pandit. Yes. And there are so many mistakes he pointed out. So, that was his learning. He was known as Nimai Pandit. Of course, Brahmins were all called Pandit still in India. There is a practice. The Brahmanas are addressed as Pandits. Because Brahmana cannot be Murkha. That is not Pandit. That is not a Brahman. He must be a scholar. At least he must know what is the ultimate goal of knowledge. So, in the Kali Yuga, we do not expect everyone to be very great scholar. That is not possible. But if he knows what is the aim of education, what is the objective of education, then he is also scholar. Just like our Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he was illiterate. He could not sign his name. But he became the spiritual master of the best scholar of his time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So, it is not the education, ABCD. In Bengal we say Angbong. No. What is the purpose of education? The purpose of education is spoken by Krishna himself. Vedaishta sarvai ahomiva vedam. If one understands Krishna and takes to the shelter of his lotus feet, he also is the biggest scholar. Yoginam api sarvesam. Madhata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati samayuktatam. So, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended kalo nasiva 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 nasiva. By his practical life, when Prakashananda Saraswati criticized him that you are a sannyasi and you do not read Vedanta, and you simply chant and dance. This was the question. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that my Guru Maharaj found me a great fool. Therefore he advised me that you have no jurisdiction in studying Vedas because you are not a scholar, you are not very highly learned. You are a murkha. Guru Mare Murkha Deki, Korila Sasa. So who will read Vedanta at the present moment? There is no education. But if we follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Vedanta philosophy is not for ordinary person. Simply, if we chant Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, then you get the same result what you get by studying Vedanta and Vedic literature. If we understand the Krishna Sru Bhagavan Swayam, we sacrifice everything for achieving the mercy of Krishna, then our Vedanta study is complete. That is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasriva, Nasriva, Nasriva Gati. And practically, we see in our Krishna consciousness movement, all you are young Westerns, you never study Vedanta, but you can surprise many so-called Vedantis how to understand Krishna, how it has become possible. Simply by your fond faith in your spiritual master and Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. This is the basic process. If we have gone fond faith in Guru and fond faith in Krishna, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, then you get the seedling of Bhakti Lata. Somehow or other we have to come to this Bhakti Lata, increasing or nourishing the Bhakti Kripa. That is effective. Those who are Jnanis, very learned scholars, they cannot understand Krishna. Vedesu Durlabha. It is not by academic education one can understand Krishna. Yatatama visidhyana pushtir vetrimam tattat. There are so many mistakes coming. They say it is kalpana, so many things. But here Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna as Rishabhdev, Krishna as Krishna himself, they are teaching us how to become pure devotee. Because sakalevaram jihātu rātun. Before leaving here this body, you must be self-realized. That is the aim of life. Bhavanam sambhavanam te. We have got this life, human form of life. And how to utilize this human form of life? How to achieve the vairagya vidya? This is vairagya. No more interest in material things. That is vairagya vidya. Even to the body. That is the subject is teaching us. This is vairagya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has spoken the same thing. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano mukasya. Niskinchanasya. If you actually want to become a pure devotee, then you have to make this material way of life completely zero. Annavilasita sunnam. Then it will be possible. If you have still a pinch of attraction for material life, then it will stop your promotion to the other spiritual world. Simply attachment to Krishna, that will make you advanced. Janma karma chani dibbam. Jujanati tattata taptadiham. He can, after giving us this body, mameti, he does not accept anymore the material body. He is immediately promoted to the spiritual world and Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. There are many millions of Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. If we become Vairagi, Vairagi means no attachment for this material world. How to become completely free from all attachment of this material world, that is being exemplified by Rishabdev. He doesn't take care even of the body. Although he is Vaikuntha Purusha, how comfortably he lives in Vaikuntha Loka. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambharma sevamanam. We are expecting one woman or wife will look after my comforts. But there Krishna is taken care of by hundreds and thousands of women. And who are they? Lakshmi, they are all goddess of fortune, not ordinary women. Lakshmi has two features, Maya and the goddess of fortune. The same Lakshmi, according to position, just like a government has got two departments, criminal department and civil department. So the government is the same, but there are two departments. This Maya is criminal department, and Vaikuntha is civil department. Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety, and Maya means always anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhyam asat graha. Because we have accepted the jurisdiction of Maya, they are asat-graha, asato-ma, sad-gama. There could be the instruction in, don't remain in this asat, om tat-sat. Go to the real life, jyotit-gama. Don't remain in the darkness. This is basic instruction. So anyone who has accepted this material world as very comfortable, it is not comfortable, it is simply suffering. Krishna says, dukkhalayam asasavam. And still, if we want to be happy in this material world, bahirathamanina, these fools that are trying to be happy within this material. Material means external energy. Bahirathamani. Nati vidu sarthakatim hi Vishnu. Durasaya. This is durasaya. The hope which will never be fulfilled. Maya sukhaya paramud bhavatu mimura. So unless there is vairagya, there is no question of happiness. But we cannot attain vairagya immediately. Therefore, the vidhi-marga bhakti, to rise early in the morning, to attend Mangalaritri, to offer deity flowers, fruits, and in this way we shall be engaged 24 hours, then vairagya vidya will gradually develop. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukkali. Then the anartha, this material life is simply anartha, has no meaning, because you are creating another life without any spiritual knowledge. If you simply give ourselves to the action and reaction of material nature, then you are making progress on the path of mittu saṃsāra vartmani. And if we attain Krishna, then mām upetva kaunteya dukkhālayam asāsnāpnuvanti. There are two ways. So our request is that we have taken to this vairagya vidya. So vairagya vidya, we do not say that you starve, don't eat anything, don't sleep at all. No. It should be regulated. rasaktasya visayan yatharam guru. Don't be attached to eating, sleeping. That is not good. But you must eat, you must sleep as little as possible and try to conquer over it. My mind dictating I sleep 17 hours. No. That is tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Why shall you sleep more than 4 hours or 5 hours or at most 6 hours? That's all. Not more than that. That is vairagya vidya. We have to learn it. That is devotional service. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. He is teaching. Krishna himself is teaching. Here, you see, this Rishabhadev is Krishna. Vairagya vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught vairagya vidya. Pratyasu dushtada surep chitarajana king dharmistriyajavachasa jadagadaranyam mayamidam daitayev sitamannadav bandhi mahapurusati charanam. So, opulence, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna appeared in a Kshatriya family, very opulent. Lord Ramchandra appeared in a Kshatriya family, kingdom, opulence. He also accepted Vairagya Vidya. Father requested, my dear son, your mother likes that you should go to the forest immediately. Yes. This sloka is applicable to Lord Ramachandra. Taktya sudushtada surep sitarajala king. He was going to be coronated next day king, but immediately by the order of his father, he left everything. Taktya sudushtada surep sitarajala. Is there any instance throughout the history of the whole world that a prince was going to be king tomorrow and on the order of father he left everything? This is Vairagya. This is called Vairagya Vidya. Taktya sudushtada surep sitarajala king dharmistra arjavatasa jadagadaranyam. Arjavatasa. Elderly person is called Arja, respectful person is called. Arja means one is advanced. Arja does not mean meat eaters, Aryan family. No. Aryan means one who is advanced in civilization. They are called Aryan. Not these fools and rascals, Aryan. No. Arja Vachasa, a superior person, his father, Maharaj Dasarath, said, immediately. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, this sloka can be applicable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. He also became a sannyasi, arjavachasa. One brahmana cursed him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to receive some blessings from the brahmana, when he was born, he was voluntarily trying to give some service to the brahmanas who are engaged in bathing in the Ganges. He will clear the place because if the brahmana after taking bath in the Ganges will sit down and chant mantra. So he will clean that, he will wash the cloth and he voluntarily was doing that service. So one brahmana bless him, my dear boy, you will be very happy in your family life. You have good wife, very opulent position, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was blocking the ears. The brahmana said, what is this? No, this is not blessing, sir. Oh, it is not blessing? Then you will never be happy in your family life. Yes, this is our This is our fault. So therefore he took sannyasa. Ardhavata sahajatadana. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra, ārjabhata sājata dādara. These are the characteristics of the personality of God. Try to follow them. Not imitate, but follow. Thank you. Yeah.